Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pep Talk, your get-up-and-go fix of the day. I'm Sharky Zartman, and today we were supposed to have a special guest, Tricia Nelson, and you know, so we're kind of waiting for her to call in, and until she does, is that her, Jay? Okay, good. Okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and introduce her to you. Tricia Nelson is an emotional eating expert and TEDx speaker whose talk has garnered over 2 million views on YouTube. And she is the author of the number one best-selling book, Heal Your Hunger, 7 Simple Steps to End Emotional Eating Now. She's the host of a popular podcast, The Heal Your Hunger Show, and has spent over 30 years researching the hidden causes of the addictive personality. Tricia has been featured on NBC, CBS, KTLA, Fox, and Discovery Health. Finally, we have a message for people that struggle with food and weight but are tired of the diet roller coaster ride. Yay! So welcome, Tricia.
Thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, well, it's wonderful to have you. This is such a good message because a lot of people, you know, are trying to lose weight. That was part of their New Year's resolution, right? And they're probably getting very frustrated because, you know, a lot of times whatever they do doesn't work, right?
Yes, absolutely. This is about the time that people do. They're like, what happened to my New Year's resolution? I had such good intentions and it's not panning out.
Right, right. Well, you know, there's a lot of people in that boat, so this is very timely. So I understand that you lost over 50 pounds by identifying and healing the underlying causes of your emotional eating. So can you tell us a little bit about your background story?
You bet. I was definitely an emotional eater. Of course, I didn't know that. I thought I just liked food. and I didn't. I love food. I love to eat. I love to cook. I love to go out to dinner. I love sugar and carbs and ooey, gooey, chewy foods. And problem is I didn't like being overweight. And by age 20, I was 50 pounds overweight. And it really plagued me because I did, of course, do what everybody does, diets, weight loss programs, you know, pills, potions, and lotions. And nothing I tried worked for me for any length of time. And I was so frustrated. And honestly, I was starting to lose hope. I felt like, God, I'm a total loser. I can't make this work. And what happened, thankfully, is I did find somebody who was able to help me, not by any kinds of direct effort at my weight loss, but actually going within, like dealing with what was driving those cravings. Like, why was I craving food at all times of the day and night? Why, once I started, I couldn't stop? And so once I started going there, you know, taking a deeper dive, it made all the difference in the world. And, you know, the person who helped me had been obese and had lost the weight and kept it off. And so that's the kind of help I needed, somebody who had actually been in my shoes, you know, and had overcome it. And then we, you know, my success was so incredible to me that I wanted to help him help others. And we traveled a path together of coaching others. And then about 8 years ago, I founded Heal Your Hunger because I knew that, you know, doing this online and reaching a wider, you know, community of people would obviously just mean more people healing, more people getting results. So that's what I've been doing through Heal Your Hunger. And I have a program that really is based on what I did to heal. And that's what's in my book. That's what I talk about in my TEDx talk. That's what my programs are about. And it really does work, but it's a different journey. It's not, it's like I teach people to get off the diet track, you know, because that's, statistically speaking, not going to work.
Right, right. Okay, well, you know, how does a person determine if they're an emotional eater or just addicted to food?
I feel like we all have a propensity to go overboard, right? Like, food is yummy, and we're meant to have, an emotional connection with it. I mean, look at breastfeeding. It's the most beautiful thing ever, the connection between a mother and a child as they breastfeed. And so having an emotional connection with food is not a problem. It's how far you go with it, you know, and whether you end up using food to feel better, not for nutritional needs, but to feel better, which to me is really the definition of emotional eating, is we just eat to feel better, you know, and when we could be using other things, we turn to food. So we're somewhere on that spectrum, and I do consider it to be a spectrum. On the low end, just, you know, you go overboard now and then, you know, my partner, he's not really an emotional eater, but you give him a bag of chips, those chips are gone. You know, he opens the bag, and he's not closing it again. You know, so we all can do that. Food is yummy. So it's like carbs and sugar. And somebody who's on the higher end of the spectrum, however, is more of a food addict. And that's where I was. And where you end up on that spectrum, and by the way, I do actually have a quiz on my website that somebody can take to find out where they are on that spectrum. They get a personalized score. It's at healyourhunger.com. But basically, it's two different things that really qualifies how you end up on the high end of the spectrum. One is the level of control you have. You know, can you scale back? Can you actually, say to yourself, oh, I've gone overboard, or my pants are tight. Let's say you go on a cruise, and it's all you can eat. So you eat everything. Your pants are tight. You've gained 5 pounds. You come home, and you're just like, you know what? I'm going to cut out sweets and jog an extra, 2 miles a day for 2 weeks. And you do that, and the pounds are off, and you're back into your jeans feeling good. Okay, that's somebody on the low end of the spectrum because they have a good amount of control. The other thing that qualifies where you are on that spectrum is the number of consequences you have. And, 5 pounds, jeans feeling snug, not a big consequence. But on the high end of the spectrum, you take someone in the high end of the spectrum, namely somebody who's food addicted, you put them on that same boat, and they eat everything, and they come home, their pants are tight, instead of like pulling back and getting things together and cutting out sweets, they go into this dark hole of, I blew it, and I suck. So that then they start consoling themselves with food, and before you know it, those 5 pounds turns into 10, turns into 15 or 20, and it could be months before they get back on track. Right. So that's the difference. You know, as somebody who doesn't have control, that's somebody on the high end of the spectrum. They keep this course correct easily. They can't, like, once they blow it, who knows when they're going to get back on track. And the other thing is the consequences. And when you do that long enough, when you're on the yo-yo dieting, roller coaster ride, when you do that for a number of decades, it your body knows it. Like, your body will tell you, aches, achy joints, arthritis, gut issues, prediabetes, diabetes, autoimmune issues. I mean, depression, anxiety. There are so many consequences to eating unhealthy foods in unhealthy amounts, and when you're doing the dieting thing, which is what most people do because they don't know what else to do. They don't realize they don't have to. There's another way to lose weight. When they basically are on that roller coaster ride for so long, the consequences get greater and greater. And so that's another way that we can determine how somebody ends up on the high end of that spectrum.
Right. It sounds like most of the people out there are probably on the high end of the spectrum, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, some are, some aren't. But yes, somebody who has been chronically dieting, I would say, usually is on the higher end of the spectrum. You know, either really, you know, the emotional eating is getting, you know, tipping towards food addiction, or they're all out food addicted, and that was me. And it doesn't mean you can't get control from, you know, now and then, but you always lose it. You always self-sabotage, and then you're like, how did I get here again? I mean, I had 5 sizes of pants in my closet because of it. You know, I had all these different sizes because I was always good going up and down the scale. You know, and I was always holding out to be able to fit into my skinny jeans, but, you know, I usually wasn't doing that, and I just was in the struggle perpetually.
Right, right. Well, there's so many different diets out there. It's just incredible. I mean, and now we have Ozempic.
Yeah, if you do a search on Amazon, you know, for diets, you'll get like 50,000 books.
Right.
Honestly. You know, and they're not really saying a whole lot differently. There is no magic bullet. Like, generally, you know, eat vegetables, you know, low sugar, low carbs, you know, do supplements if you need to, but really, we're not talking about rocket science here. So the problem is that even though we know what to eat, we know salads are healthier than pizza, you know, even though we know this, we don't do what we know. And that, to me, is, that's the gap. That's the problem that nobody's addressing. And to me, that gap is about emotional eating. So we can know what to eat. We should know we should eat that salad. Why do we crave the pizza? Because we're looking for a hit. Like, we're looking to feel better. We want food to comfort us, to soften the edges of life. And even though we're not conscious of that, we don't say, I'm going to eat pizza to soften the edges of my life. You know, we're like, I crave pizza or I crave chocolate. But with some digging, right, and some awareness, we can start to see, oh, I turn to food when I'm stressed or anxious or disturbed or lonely, right? It's an emotion that's causing us to go into the cupboards looking for something to nosh on.
Right, right. You know, it's, you know, I'm sure you know about Ozempic and all these things that are out there.
Yeah.
You know, if a person is an emotional eater, is Ozempic going to help them?
Not always. You know, Ozempic is, you know, a new phenomenon, so to, you know, more or less, and there are people losing weight, which is awesome, because I've been fat and I've been thin. Thin is better. So I'm all for people being able to lose weight more easily. The problem is, if they don't deal with emotional eating, they will and can still emotionally eat, and they're also... they're also in trouble if they ever go off the medication.
Right.
You know, so nobody really wants to be dependent on a medication for the rest of their lives. And, you know, I'm here to say you don't have to be. Like, you can do something about the cravings. The cravings are 90% emotional. They're not physical. So even though there's some wiring that might be off for us, generally speaking, it is more of an emotional eating issue. And I have friends who have been on Ozempic, gone off, and gained weight. It's just like gastric bypass surgery. Like, how many people have done surgery and then gained the weight back?
Right, right.
It's a ton of people.
Right.
You know, and not only that, but people who have had surgery, oftentimes, you know, statistically, they'll turn to some other addiction, like drinking alcohol. You know, candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker. So they're able to drink alcohol, again, to feel better. So an emotional eater needs a way to feel better that isn't chemically driven, you know. And so, and the other thing, too, and again, I'm not knocking the medications, but at the same time, you do have to do something in concert with taking a medication. So I do have clients who take the medication, but then they also deal with their emotional relationship with food. Because a lot of people take Ozempic, unfortunately, they're not any healthier. They're healthier from losing weight, right? They're not carrying excess weight, which is good, but they're still making very emotional food choices, like really eating really unhealthy foods, like the foods they really want to eat, like the sugar and the carbs. And if you just can get away with that better because you're on a medication, you know, you're still killing yourself with food. It's just unhealthy choices, not necessarily in the amounts you were eating before. But, you know, we have to clean up our diet no matter what weight we're at and whether we're taking medication or not. And if you don't deal with your emotional connection with food, you'll still be making emotional choices, which are, I want the fun foods, you know, the fun foods that make me feel better, no matter what weight I am. So there's problems with it. It is not a magic bullet. It is not a quick fix. You know, as emotional eaters, we always want a quick fix. Like, show me how to get results I want without doing anything.
Yeah.
And that's fantastical thinking. It doesn't happen. But the thing is, what I love telling people is, if you have, you know, dieted and lost weight and then gained it back, you know, people, we tend to blame ourselves,
right,
you know, and think there's something wrong with us. To me, if you're only dealing with, like, the symptom of food and weight, you're barking up the wrong tree, because it is a symptom. You know, overweight is a symptom of overeating. Overeating is a symptom of what's eating me. And if we don't deal with that, we're going to be in trouble no matter what our size, because we've got to deal with those emotions instead of, you know, eating over them or doing something else. Really, really important for people to know that is, it's, you know, it, there's no magic bullet. But if you deal with the right things instead of the wrong, like, stop trying to diet. Like, 98% of all diets fail, you know. But the thing is, when you work hard, people are like, oh, I've worked so hard, I must be hopeless. No, work hard on the right things instead of the wrong things. You know, work the cravings to eat, I said they're 90% emotional, they're really coming from three places. The first place is from stress, okay? So we are stressed out. Overeaters are overdoers. Okay, we are running circles around other people. Why? Because we're also people pleasers, and we want everybody to think we're fabulous. Okay, it feeds us. You know, it feeds us. It feeds our ego. It makes us feel appreciated and loved. We might not have gotten enough of that growing up, so we're seeking it in all our good deeds. But the thing is, it comes with a price, because we're exhausted, you know, we're burning the candle at both ends, and we're overeating. You know, not only that, we're resentful because nobody's ever as pleased as we plan on them being. It's like, what? Like, I pulled an all-nighter to finish this project for you, and all I get is a thank you, right? So we go home and we have the I deserve it binge. Like, screw them, I deserve this because nobody else is appreciating me. So it's complicated, you know, like, we have to deal with our stress. We're usually doing too much and leaving no time for self-care. Another reason we have cravings is because of buried emotions, right? We don't deal with stuff. We don't say what's on our mind. You know, we don't speak up when our feelings are hurt. We just bury it with food. So we have to deal with our emotions. And the last thing is, we have to have new habits, you know, and I don't mean habits with food necessarily. I mean self-care habits. I mean a new way to deal with our emotions and our stress, a new way to bring down our stress, things like meditation, breathing exercises, and writing in a journal, you know, talking, you know, having good, healthy communication. These are things that are lacking when we're just focused on food. So the you know, the stress, the buried emotions, and just literally finding new habits and practicing those, which is going to be hard to do without support. So I always suggest that people be in a community of people who are working on themselves, working on these habits with other emotional eaters. You know, to me, that's the way to really get where you want to be.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break. But when we come back, can you share some of the seven simple steps that you have in your book? To end emotional eating. Okay.
You
okay.
Bet.
We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkyZartman.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
With a little Shark Sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org. Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
We are back with more Pep Talk. I'm Sharky Zartman here with Tricia Nelson, and we have been talking about how to end emotional eating. So welcome back, Tricia.
Thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here, and it's a great conversation.
Yes, yes, but wow. Wow, so that was really interesting when you were talking about the spectrum and stress and emotional eating versus physical hunger. So before you give us, you know, the seven steps, how can we differentiate if we're physically or emotionally hungry? Do we have to wait for our stomach to growl to eat?
Well, the problem is we never do wait for a stomach to growl. Like, here's the thing. People who are emotional eaters are very afraid to feel hunger. Like, it feels kind of scary to us because, you know, when we feel hungry, we also feel feelings, okay? And those are kind of scary for us. You know, we usually made a decision early on in our lives that we didn't want to deal with those pesky feelings because they're too intense. And, you know, it's like, we don't know what to do with them. We might have had too many of them growing up, and we made that, you know, that kind of unconscious decision. Of course, we pay for it big time. But hunger is not something to be feared. So it's like I do say often, like, in order to heal your hunger, you're going to have to feel some hunger. But the thing is, you don't have to starve yourself, and that's, you know, we've often done that on our, you know, on our dieting journey. And so, you know, my experience is we have to have a way to, like you said, determine if we're physically or emotionally hungry. And one of the things that I find super helpful, which is oftentimes revolutionary for an emotional eater who's been on a million diets, you know, doing all kinds of erratic ways of eating, you know, starving and just doing crazy, crazy things. You know, basically, what's really important is that we feed ourselves on a regular basis. You know, and even if you're an intermittent faster, you can still do this if you don't create too big a window between your dinner and your breakfast. I say 12 to 14 hours at the most, but still eat three meals a day, and then, which is really key, nothing in between. That's the kicker for emotional eaters because we're like professional snackers, okay? So nothing in between. And it's the in-between foods that are the snacky, high-carb, high-sugar, high-salt, you know, totally processed foods. So we have to really watch the snacking. And the best way to do that, I call it three-meal magic. Three meals, nothing in between. So you start cleaning up what you eat. And then also make sure that you are putting your food on a plate. You know, put it on a plate. Make it count. Sit down. Don't eat standing up. You know, make it count. Because when we're running from here and there, we're trying to skip meals, and then we're stopping at 7-Eleven for some snacks. you know, that's when it catches up to us really, really fast. So the three-law magic, and another reason why it's good to your question, is because if you are feeding yourself on a regular schedule, your signals can become, you can depend on your signals of hunger and full. You know, to have the same amount of food each meal, so your stomach gets used to a certain amount of food, and then you can start, it's trial and error, like you're not going to hit it every time, but you're going to start getting used to your body's signals instead of all this crazy diet that we've done for so many years. You know, if I feel like, you know, if I've had a good breakfast, right, and a couple hours later, I have to deal with something I don't want to do, like taxes, all the time of taxes.
Yeah.
All right, like the thing I hate, the bane of my existence, I don't want to do my taxes. But so let's say I have to sit down and do taxes or deal with some tech issue on my computer, which I hate doing. You know, all of a sudden I'm like, I wonder what's in the refrigerator, you know, and I'm going and checking and seeing what's in there. You know, I am not physically hungry. I'm emotionally hungry. I don't want to deal with something that will bring up uncomfortable feelings for me. Okay? And so but if I haven't had breakfast, if I'm fasting or doing, you know, other kind of erratic, like snacking and whatnot, I can't tell. But being on that regular schedule, I can have a little conversation with myself. Now, Tricia, you had a healthy breakfast, you know, a couple hours ago. You're probably not hungry. Like, you're probably going to be okay to wait till lunch. And the proof is there. I had a healthy breakfast. So I can stop trying to con myself that, no, really, I should eat. You know, like, I always love the term intuitive eating, which on paper makes a lot of sense, but for an emotional eater on the high end of the emotional eating spectrum, you know, we intuit that we should eat way more than we should. You know, like, no, really, I intuitively need some chocolate. No, you don't. You know, and so it's just really important to know that when we are feeding ourselves on a regular basis, we can have that conversation and have the proof that we're probably going to be okay if we wait till lunchtime to eat again.
Right, right. And you're right about sitting down and putting food on a plate. So many people eat in their cars and eat standing up while they're doing something else. And yeah,
totally, they're on the road.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so so let's get to some of those seven simple steps. You don't have to give them all, just the most important ones. Well, we got to say some so that they can get your book, right?
Yeah, the book is awesome. It's got, you know, it lays out so much. It's got my story in it. It talks about why it's not about food and weight. So it's really going to help people understand the emotions that are driving emotional eating. I also talk about the anatomy of the emotional eater. Remember I talked earlier about people pleasing. Well, that's the number one trait. And the anatomy of emotional eater is like 24 personality traits that I do lay out in my book. And these traits have nothing to do with food, but they're very typical traits for us that lead to overeating. And people pleasing is at the top of the list. Because when we people please, we end up resentful, stressed out, and eating. So that's in the book as well. Some of the other things that are so important, I did mention communication, you know, being able to speak up. And so that's one of the steps to overcoming emotional eating, you know, basically learning how to say it, not stuff it. So important, you know. And another thing that's so important is connection and community. As emotional eaters, we're terribly isolated because we eat in isolation, right? We wait till everybody's in bed, and then we sneak into the kitchen, have our bowl of cereal, or sit in front of the TV and just eat popcorn. And so we do it in isolation because we don't want people to know how much we're eating. You know, it's very secretive and private oftentimes. And so it creates this sense of loneliness. And so what we crave is not popcorn, you know, is not cookies and you know, fried chicken. What we're craving is connection. Like, we crave connection. And it's something that we don't have. Even if we have a loving and adoring spouse and kids, there's still, you know, there's something about connecting with other people who have the same problem, you know. And I do all my programs.
1 minute.
my programs are done in community because it fills that hole in our soul. It gives us a feeling of connection and community. Some other things I've talked about, like just the 3-meal magic, that's clean eating, so important. Also having new tools for stress, like meditation and writing. Those are in my centeredness chapter. The seven simple steps all start with C. So those are a few of them.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. They're wonderful, by the way. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this and also about the pressure of the media for women to have perfect bodies. Are you ready to go there?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkyZartman.com.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. Then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
We are back with more Pep Talk. I'm Sharky Zartman here with Tricia Nelson, and we have been talking about how to end emotional eating. So welcome back, Tricia.
Thanks for having me. Awesome to be here.
Well, it's awesome to have you. This is such important information. I'm so happy that you were able to make it to the show. So,
thank you. Me too.
Yeah. I'm sure as a woman, you are aware of the media and how they put pressure on women to have perfect bodies. We see it all the time. Most of what we see has been in prints, have been photoshopped or AI or whatever they do now. And so, tell us as women how we can help deal with that kind of pressure to accept ourselves.
Yeah, it's hard. There's no question about it. I think what's really important is, we can't stop the media from doing what they do, right? We can't stop all the photoshopped photos. What we can do is stop buying into it. Stop using those photos to mean something, like that we're not perfect or we're not good enough, and that's harder, right? But that's our work to do. I'm 57 years old and I go to an exercise class because it's super close. It's literally a block from my house. And I'm in there with 27 year olds, no joke. Like I'm at least 20 years older than everybody in the room. And these women are so beautiful. They have such, it's a hard class. And so they, they look great, and their tummies are flat, and mine is not, okay? And the thing is, I have to kind of talk to myself in that class, because everybody's wearing, like, they have cut, like, they have just tops, they cover their boobs, and their tummies, you know, you can see everybody's tummies. And so, because it's a, like, a sweating class, it's a hot class, and so I have to talk to myself, because I compare myself, I'm like, oh, man, my body, like, I've always... cellulite, I have these rolls, you know, and even though I'm thin, I'm not cut, and I don't have a flat tummy. So anyway, I have to talk to myself in that class and be like, Trisha, you're here. Like, you're in the class at 6 a.m. Like, cut yourself some slack. And so my point is that I can't make them stop going to the class and looking so great. I have to deal with my thoughts. And that's what's really important, is media is going to do what media does. You know, what sells is what sells. And we have to watch for where we're buying into it, and even further, where we're using it to beat ourselves up, you know. And so that journey of feeling better about ourselves, of, you know, focusing on the positive, what we are doing right, you know, and then focusing on changing, you know, the habits that we can change, getting support to overcome emotional eating, that is an inside journey that will pay off with, like, in spades, because it'll help us feel better about ourselves all the way around. The work I do is not about weight loss. Like, I help people, what I like to say, I help them lose weight from the inside out, where they can start feeling better about themselves, start having more positive self-talk, start, like being grateful for the steps they're taking, for feeling, and also for taking action to be connected and get the soul food they need, instead of reaching for the empty calories of carbs and sugar. That stuff is where we need to put our focus, not in trying to make our bodies perfect.
Well, that's awesome. Can you tell us a little bit more about the kinds of things that you have on your website that help people?
You bet. At healyourhunger.com, H-E-A-L, healyourhunger.com. First of all, that quiz is front and center. Take the quiz, get your personalized score, and then you'll get a video based on your score, which is going to be very, very helpful. My TEDx talk is also on my website, and also my book. You can access my book, and also my podcast. I have a podcast called the Heal Your Hunger Show. It's everywhere. You can just Google Heal Your Hunger Show, and it should come up. So wherever you listen to podcasts, definitely check that out. I have over 500 episodes, and most of those episodes are me talking about my, you know, getting real and raw about my own habits around food, and also just about life, because, like I said, food and weight are symptoms. So I talk about life stuff, how to deal with life on life's terms without, you know, burying ourselves in food to get through. You know, I had so many people, in fact, if I had a dollar for every time during COVID, somebody said I was doing great until COVID came, right? Like, then they blew it. Well, it's the untils that we have to face, you know, the feelings that come when we lose our job, or when our spouse dies, or when our kid is dysregulated, or, you know, whatever life throws at us. We have to be able to deal with it in a healthy way instead of turning to food. So that's the stuff I talk about on my show. It's a different conversation, and it is so nourishing. So people can access that through my website as well.
Okay. Do you find with the people that you work with, do you find that you have more women than men, or are they about the same? Yeah. Okay.
So. 100%, like almost, I don't know. I mean, in terms of people who approach me for help, like 95% are women.
Okay.
You know, it's just, I don't know if it's because we're more emotional or we're just aware of our emotions, you know, but men just, they don't come to me. Yeah. Maybe because I'm a woman. Maybe that's why, but it is a deeper conversation to address emotional eating. And so, you know, maybe men just aren't aware yet that they need that deeper help, you know. But whatever the case, my groups are done with, I do have a program for men, but most of the women who come to me and my groups are 100% women.
Okay. All right. And so do you have, if you could give us one tip, just one tip to take away from this interview, the most important thing that you recommend to people, what would that be?
Yeah, I would say stop thinking you can do it alone. Like, stop trying to do it alone. You know, if you haven't done it, like, gotten where you wanted to be, you know, definitely reach out for help, and definitely know that this is the hardest of all addictive behaviors to stop. See, we're all like, oh, I should be able to do this on my own. It's just cookies, for God's sakes. But the fact is, you have to eat 3 times a day, you know? And so it's not the same as putting the plug in the jug with alcohol. You have to eat. So it's actually harder, which means you're going to need more support. And so don't think there's something wrong with you if you need support. No, there's something right with you. You're realizing your limitations to pull yourself out of it. You know, we can't see the picture when we're in the frame, you know, so get help and get a different kind of help, not somebody, you know, who's going to yell at you at the gym trying to get you to do more squats.
Yeah.
Get help with the right thing. And that, to me, that's the inner journey. That's the emotional self. That's the self-care and taking better care of ourselves. And that's not easy to do for women.
Okay. Do it. Well, thanks for joining us today. I just, you know.
Thanks for having me.
This is such important information to get out there. I mean, it's
absolutely.
For everyone, especially sometimes for the young kids, too, you know, because they deal with a lot of stress as well. And so.
Yep.
And
yep.
They're surrounded by junk food. But again, can you give us your website?
Yes, it's healyourhunger.com, H-E-A-L, healyourhunger.com.
Okay, and thanks so much for joining us today, and best of luck to you in the future. Keep on going.
Thank you. Thanks for all your wonderful work and helping people have positive messages to listen to.
Okay, and we'll be back with more Pep Talk and Shark to Heart right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkyZartman.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, and it's time for Shark to Heart. And here we are at the start of March, and one of the things I am the most excited for is going back to daylight savings time. That happens this Sunday. We are springing forward, and I do not mind losing an hour to enjoy more sunshine in the evenings. Also, it seems that around the 17th of March that everyone starts acting Irish. Watch out for those pinches. Some people still think they can get away with that. And yes, both my family and my husband's families are Irish. So we do celebrate. And we used to get an open-air bus to ride in the Hermosa St. Patrick's Day parade. We would invite our friends and their families, and some of them would sit on the top, some of them would sit on the bottom, and we would just drive through and wave flags and everything. My husband and I would get out and actually give green necklaces to the people that were watching the parade, and it was really, really fun, and just a fun thing to celebrate. But we got in trouble because some of the guys on top, now this is an older group, you know, I mean, we got in trouble because they started throwing candy off the top of the bus out to the people that were, you know, watching the parade, and the people were coming out in the streets to try to pick up the candy. And so it's incredible how grown men can turn into belligerent teenage boys, and they weren't even drinking. And so that came after. So now we just celebrate with family. And so, yeah, we're not going to pay for the bus if some of our friends are going to act like idiots. And so also, I would like to wish my husband, Pat, a happy birthday. He will be 83 on the 12th. Now, I know that sounds incredibly old, but he is actually in much better shape than he was 30 years ago. And it's really fun to watch Pat at the gym as he goes from machine to machine. I once saw my husband approach a young fit man who, you know, is always there flexing in front of the mirror and turning sideways and all that stuff. Well, my husband was trying to get his workout in, and this guy was sitting at one of the machines on his phone. And so we see that a lot at the gym. And so my husband went up to him and asked if he could work in. That just means take turns on the sets. And so the guy looked at my husband. My husband has white hair, you know, rolled his eyes, stood up, took a step back, crossed his arms, and just glared at him. Only to see my husband drop the weight pin down to the bottom of the stack and lift the whole thing. The look on the guy's face was priceless. He just shook his head and walked away. Now, I usually don't go with him to the gym when he lifts. You know, I don't want to distract him because he, trust me, he lifts a ton of weight. But I know how he did when he comes home. If he was successful, he puts on this t-shirt that says Beast on it. And if he's wearing it, I know he had a good workout. If he's not, he says, well, I couldn't lift, you know, my weight on this exercise and whatever. So don't ever call my husband old. If he wanted to, he could beat the you-know-what out of you. And also, we get to move into spring this month, and I am ready. The spring always feels so refreshing as we get further into the new year. And here are some ways to make this March the best it can be. Number one, get outside more. Since we have more daylight, we have more opportunities to get outside and enjoy nature and stay awake. Number two, let the negativity go. Spring is a time for renewal, so don't hang on to stressors or resentment. Just let them go. And start to make travel plans for the summer. It's important to have something to look forward to, even if you're not going to go very far. Sometimes the best place that we go is really not far from here at all. So Terranea, we just go up. It looks like we're in Greece, but we're not. And so just make some plans right now so you have something to look forward to, because a lot of people do get vacations and time off. And as always, look for the good and you'll find it. If you do have some psychic vampires in your life, see if you can get away from them and be with people who are positive and enjoy life. And last but not least, if you want to feel less stressed, get away from your phones every once in a while and media. And I got to say this. How about those Lakers? Wow. I am so happy they got Luka in that trade. They look like a different team. It's so fun to watch. Last night's game against the Knicks was a thriller. I mean, I just, it went until 10 o'clock at night. It went right down to like the last minute, and the Lakers won in overtime. It was their eighth win in a row, and now they are 40-21. I don't remember them ever being that high, you know, recently. And they're second in the West. Now, things could obviously change, as we know they do, but it's just fun watching the new Lakers with Luka. And so, so we're excited about that. Also, the baseball is going on. Our grandkids play baseball. It seems like we go to at least 3 baseball games a week. And, you know, I mean, baseball is sometimes a hard game to watch because there's so much inactivity. But still, it's fun to see the kids enjoying the game and playing. And my little grandson, who is 5, he's playing basketball now. And he's the smallest one out there. And he's so tough. He'll just run and grab the ball from somebody and just start trying to grab it away from him until he's on the floor. And, I'm just in there going, oh my God, this kid is amazing. The next sport he's going to play, Jay, is flag football. And so, this kid is tougher than I've ever seen. I mean, he's just a 5-year-old who just gets this look on his face and just wants to win. And he, when anybody talks to him and tells him what to do, he goes, I listen to my coach. I do what my coach tells me to do. So, good for him. Good for him. And, I'm getting ready to go to my class now. I get to teach, seniors at the Anderson Center. And, I'll tell you, it's a wonderful experience for me because it's a group, and this group just is so amazing to work with. They just appreciate yoga so much. They're all there for each other. Sometimes I think it's a social event, not a yoga class. But it's just really, really something that I enjoy doing. I do volunteer, and I look forward to it every time. In fact, I, you know, kind of get into my own practice sometimes and forget that I'm teaching. they're just following me. So happy March. And remember to wear green on the 17th. You don't want those pinchers coming out for you. And we'll be back and wrap it up right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkyZartman.com.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Okay, thanks for joining us today on Pep Talk, and to my wonderful guest, Tricia Nelson. If you get a chance, go to her website, healyourhunger.com. Until next time, I'm Sharky Zartman, and here's to your inner shark.